Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" The Gospel of the Lord. The lamp of the body is the eye. These words from today's Gospel jump out at me. With all of the forces that compete for our attention, it would seem that idle distraction is winning the day. Recently, I came across a startling statistic that 40% of the people in America watch TV while eating their dinner. Television no longer holds an attraction for me, and I'm offended by the countless tricks and devices it employs to lead me to the trough of mindless consumerism. As the Gospel suggests, our attention is a precious thing. If you believe, as I do, that the eye is a lantern for the soul, then we must become more selective about the stimulants that we allow to influence our spirit. When I visit hospitals to pray with the sick, it's almost impossible to find the off switch for the ever-present TV. One time I had to wait for 45 minutes before seeing a patient who was undergoing a procedure. Although I was alone in the hospital waiting room, I could find no way of turning off a particularly idiotic game show. The light and the wonder of sight lead us to a deeper question. What do we allow to have access to and inform our soul? The life of the spirit is highly dependent upon beauty and truth. We need habits of seeing and comprehending that feed our soul. The assaults on our attention are all pervasive in modern life. In an airport waiting room, have you ever tried to block out the noxious sound of breaking news repeated over and over and over again with no escape? You'd hope to get some reading done, but the distraction level is just too high. It's not enough to develop good habits of exclusion. We need to develop our perception so that the full beauty of the world speaks to and refreshes our soul. This is all the more true of people who are religious. Sometimes we can suffocate in repetition of high-sounding religious phrases and really come up empty. This was brought home to me recently through one of my hobbies. I like to carve wood, and recently someone gave me some new tools. Good steel, beautiful handles. The tools were a pleasure in themselves. I started on a project to make some medium-sized crosses suitable for the rosaries that we religious wear or for a small wall hanging in a room. The new tools would allow me to more perfectly impose my design on the wood. The tools are simply wonderful, but by the time I got to the third project, things changed. Instead of imposing my design, in this case the Jerusalem cross, on the wood, I began to feel what the wood might give me. The design became more relaxed, and the finished product more pleasing. And as I reflected on my experience, I realized that I need to let the eye do its work and provide a more satisfying reflection of the raw materials of my projects. And a very strong conviction came to mind. Why isn't this just like prayer? I go to the Lord knowing exactly what I want. I use every device at my disposal to let the Lord know what I need and how badly I need it. But, you know, we need to relax and become more receptive to what the Lord has in mind. His beauty is always greater, the possibilities more wonderful, the encounter of listening to God richer, than the urgency of my many small needs. The flashing colors of distraction and visual noise call me away from my true desires and substitute satisfactions that only leave me exhausted and empty. I need to tend to the light of my eyes, to the lantern of my soul, just to begin to move on a path toward any sort of lasting fulfillment. Give yourself fully to the freshness of the morning, the lingering shades of sunset, the mysterious shadows of the star-filled night. Each season and moment has its gifts to feed our souls and sustain us in our journey with the Lord. Such relaxing around the beauty of the gift of vision becomes a true contemplative habit, which will refresh us and bring us a fullness of light and beauty that will be a joy to our souls, a lantern of recognition and joy. Such a habit of peacefulness should shine in your eye and bring to your soul the very light of God.